Thanks for switching on this Carrie and Tommy podcast. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Thursday afternoon. What is going on?
It is so mank here.
Okay, we're going to do a bit of a fun game later. Well, you're going to do something about wine tasting.
I did a wine like course thing last night. I was doing comedy for them, but in it, you learnt about wines, and so
you want to do something on it later. But in the meantime, producer Belle said, "Why don't I get some wine and some glasses so you can really get in the mood?" And she's brought out a bottle of wine from my fridge. It looks like someone has vomited on it at a party.
Oh.
It's dried, and then I've taken it home.
It's got all these chunks on it.
So gross.
Oh,
what's the? I don't even want to touch it. We might just have to pretend.
Anyway, Eli, you sniffed it. Did it smell like spew?
Nothing.
No scent.
Should we do this next? Let's do this next, I reckon.
Yeah,
stick around.
Great,
we're going to discuss your wine tasting.
Yeah, we're going to try and drink spew.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because do you know about Forage Supply Co?
What? No.
It is a great social enterprise.
Forage Supply Co.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're these guys set up by two guys over in South Australia, and they have a food van that hands out food for those less fortunate, and then they're working on building low-cost, affordable housing for the homeless community over there.
Amazing.
Doing awesome work, right? The reason I bring this up and the reason we have wine in front of us is because they put on an event last night online where teamed up with wineries and made wines, and then you ordered the wines, all the money went to supporting them doing their great work, and then we put on like an online event, right?
Well, that's a fun way to spend a Wednesday night.
Wasn't it great? And so they had a cricketer. They had Adam Zampa, and he was on for 10 minutes, and they paired wines with us. And then they had Ollie Wines, the footy player for Port Adelaide. He was on, and then I was on. The main thing I learnt – yeah, I know, it's a quick fall off the cliff, isn't it?
What wine were you paired with?
It was called the Pooch. Merrick was hosting, and he said, I selected you the Pooch because you're a mad dog.
Is the Pooch a type of wine?
Type of grape. It was called a Montepulciano or something.
Oh, but the Pooch is the brand.
It's the name of the wine.
Right.
Yeah. Have the Pooch.
It's a cute name, isn't it?
Yeah. All the bottles are awesome, and all the wines are awesome. I learned very quickly that athletes still get the most childish insults, and it was making me laugh a lot.
What do people say?
Adam Zampa used to have long hair, and he said pretty much the whole of India called me a girl. And I was like, great, funny stuff, fantastic. And then Ollie Wines, he's such a sweet dude. And he said,
Is that his last name?
Yeah, that's such
a fun last name.
Yeah.
Do you think he does a lot of those online wine things?
Yeah, I wondered. I don't know. If so, I should change my name to Tommy Ferrari. Sorry if I pop up. But he said, one that keeps annoying him. And it was so cute and made me laugh so much. He goes, yeah, opposition players, they always call me fat. Because they always call me fat.
Why?
And I know I'm not. He goes, I've got big legs, but I'm ripped in the upper body. And he goes, I know I'm not, but God. And he said, Chris Judd, his childhood hero, the first time I played against him, Judd, he called him fat. And he was like, damn it, I am not fat. But then
fun.
Nah, it was fun. It was fun. But then I realised, do you know anything about wine?
No.
So I know nothing.
I know what I like, but that's about it.
Yes.
In fact, I think you could put a $100 wine next to me and a $10 and I wouldn't know the difference.
Mate, me neither. Unless it's in cardboard or bottle. And I'm like, oh, fancy. Or if it's got a cork in it. And I'm like, hmm.
I only learnt the other day that I think I like Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
Is that such a thing?
Yeah, you know how to say that.
Pinot.
No, I don't actually know if I know. Pinot Grigio.
What a stitch up. It's Penis Grigio.
What's the other one that sounds like that? No, it's Pinot.
Noir.
What's the Pinot Noir?
Well, Pinot Noir is a red.
No, I mean a white.
Yeah.
Is the Grigio the white?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've only discovered it at 40.
So what do you say when you taste a wine? What do you say?
Yum.
Yeah, great. Great. I've got something for you because I know nothing about wines, but I learnt one sentence and it got me by last night, and I'll
can
give
I just
it to
ask
you
a question? Mm-hmm. Is that a sentence I could use when someone yes. at a restaurant says, "Would you like a taste?" and they pour a little bit in? I think, why are you doing this? Because I'm never going to say to you, "Actually, no, take that back. That's disgusting." Because I don't know.
Yeah,
so why?
That's fine.
Whenever they do it to me, I think I don't know what to say. So I swish it around because
yeah.
that's what people do.
Yeah.
I have a sip and then I go, "Yeah." Just give me the glass full.
Thanks for the free sip.
Just give me a bottle and a funnel. So here's what you say, right? Here's what I want. So
yep.
give it a sniff.
Okay.
Give it a sniff.
It's very strong, this one.
And then I'll have a sip.
Yep. Are we both sipping or you just tell me first and I'll try?
Oh, yeah. That's got a bit going on, doesn't it?
Oh, is that what you say?
Yeah. Doesn't matter
yes,
what
if it's
it
like
is.
Fruity or woody or whatever the other things
are. And they
are.
Can't argue, no, it doesn't.
No.
They can't say, what are you talking about? That's a bland, lifeless wine we've given you.
That's amazing. Okay. So pretend yep. you're the waiter.
Yeah. Madam, yes. would you like to have a sip of that?
Sure,
and see
sure,
if it's
sure.
to your yep, liking.
Mmm. Yep. Mm, that's nice. That's got a bit going on, doesn't it?
Yes, there we go. But I thought this is great for everyone listening. Feel free to use your one sentence. But I thought if it's going to be everyone in Australia, maybe we need a few sentences just to get us by.
Yeah, because even when someone asks me the notes, you know how they say, what's the notes of the wine?
Yeah.
I think that's to do with
I've
like
never
the
had it
fruitiness or the
I don't know.
Wood or something. Anyway, I never know what to say.
Well, I'd love to know. We've got one sentence, but I'd love to know, have you got your one wine sentence and we can share them around and
yeah.
each use each other's. Give us a call 131060. What's the one thing you say when you sip a wine to get your back?
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Later on this afternoon, Gary and Tommy's $1 million alpha bucks. So if you haven't downloaded the listener app and registered, get onto it.
That is a life-changing amount of money. But Bick is right now, we're talking about getting through wine when you know nothing. I recently discovered that I can just say one sentence that no one can refute, which is...
Take a sip of your wine here, because you've actually got some here. Yep. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, that's got to be going on.
It's so convincing.
It could mean anything.
And then the person could reply, as you were saying earlier, like, yeah, it's really woody, isn't it? You go,
and
yes.
And I just repeat.
Yes,
I go, it is
yes,
woody.
Yes, it
yeah,
is woody.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. G'day, Jaden.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, legend. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Do you know your wine at all, Jaden?
Not at all.
This is great. This is perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'll take a sip, and once you hear the sipping sound effect, that is over to you to do your line.
No worries.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, she's got good legs. Hint of oak.
She's got good legs.
How many times have you broken
she's
it out?
Plenty. You make sure you let it aerate first, so you let it sit there for about 30 seconds, pretending you're letting it aerate, and then you swirl your glass, say, oh, yeah, she's got good leg, and you have your sip, and, yeah, she's always a bit oaky. One red, always oaky.
Jaden, have you ever got in trouble? Have you ever had to taste two different wines, like at a tasting one after the other?
Both oaky. One American, one Tasmanian oaky.
Good on you, brother. Thank
yeah,
you.
I find it so full on when you go to those wine tasting things when they hang around as you're tasting them.
Oh, yeah.
And you meant to, I didn't know for a long time that you meant to spit it back in. I just drink it.
You can. No, you can
oh, can
do that.
You?
Yeah. I mean.
Well, then what's the buckets for?
It's for the people that are driving.
Oh.
And I don't want to get absolutely, it was you, wasn't it? You weren't driving.
No, I wasn't. I just didn't realise that. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, you always get your license back, don't you? who's next, Biz?
Annie, how are you?
Hi there, guys. How are you going?
Good. Yeah, how are you with your wines?
Not too bad. I've had a bit of experiences in tasting them, but yeah, can't say I know a lot about them. But I know you never spit them back in the bucket, guys, so that's
yeah.
Okay, good.
Go
good.
There, okay?
Okay,
good on
great.
You, Annie.
Good
hey,
to know.
Annie, I'm going to take a sip, and then it's over for you for your one sentence. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, that would be a perfect afternoon wine. But we don't want to hold it just to the afternoon. But that's just a generalised. You can make it right into the evening if you like.
Have you ever
so
said that?
So if you're having it at 7 p.m. though, do you then go, well, can't have that, it's a good afternoon wine, or you say it's a good evening wine?
Well, then I would say it would be a good evening wine. And if not,
yep.
then it's a beautiful breakfast champagne. You've got to think outside the box. You know that.
Good on you, Annie. Thank you. G'day, Carol.
Hello.
Carol, you sound fun already. How many wines deep are you, Carol?
Oh, driving, so, you know, not too many.
Good.
Carol, I'm going to take a quick sip and then it's over to you.
Okay. Oh, that's great on the nose.
And for someone like with my size nose, it is true because it just hit up against the other side of the glass. It's great. I love it.
Love it, Cara. What about Ron? Ron, we're going to take a sip. You're going to tell us what you say when you've tasted a drop, but yet you know nothing about the wine.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, Romani did say this was a very good drop.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Quick question for you. At the end of that song, you know how there was that like chorus sounding going, hey, hey.
Didn't hear that. Okay. I just heard, give me everything tonight.
I wondered whether they got different singers in just to sing that bit.
Probably.
Like, would it be a job to go in and go, all right, you guys recording? Hey.
Yeah, I reckon.
Hey.
Guess how many artists are named on that? Guess how many artists are named on that song?
Give it to me.
Four. Can you name them? Any of them?
Yes, of course. There's Jason Derulo or Neo. Jason Derulo or Neo.
One of them.
Yes,
yeah.
Neo. I always get them confused. So it's Neo, and then it's
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide Pitbull.
Yeah.
Mr. 305.
Does he do the walls bits?
No, that was like
You'll never get the other two. Afrojack and Naya.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Naya.
Naya.
Okay.
Good gear, though.
Because I'm so, thank you.
Neo and Naya.
Have you had a stroke, mate?
Did you say Neo was on there and then you said Naya?
What's happened to you?
Do you know what I mean, Jess?
Yes,
we were having a conversation in real time. And then
you
stared at me and just went,
forget it.
Ni-ni-yo.
Forget it.
And
I have the most fun game coming up that everyone can take part in.
Great.
And I am so confident that no one's going to win this game that I'm putting $100 on the line to the person that wins it.
Is the game who can smell burnt toast and is it you?
It's actually not funny.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million alpha bucks later on this afternoon.
I discovered something fun when I got home from work last night.
I can't wait.
And
for
it
this.
Made me want to invent a new game.
I can't wait.
Are you ready for it?
Carrie Bickmore has a brand new game.
It's about to go down.
Never done before. When the beat drops. It's the secret noise.
Oh.
So it's this thing, right, where I play you a noise and you got to guess what it is.
I'm guessing the main part about this is we call it a noise and not a sound, right?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, Bickers, I'm here for it.
So we were about to go to bed last night and I was walking from the kitchen to to my bedroom.
Okay.
And I could hear this noise. And I was like, what is that noise? And I spent a good maybe 7 to 8 minutes looking for the noise because I thought I'm going to hear that all night and it's going to really annoy me. When I discovered what was making the noise, it made me laugh a lot and it was just a little bit disturbing.
So,
and I want to play the noise. I guarantee you nobody, not even callers, not you guys, will be able to tell me not only what the noise was, but where I found it.
And you said $100.
If you can, $100 on the line.
$100, okay.
That's how confident I'm going to work it out.
So before we hear it, when you first heard it, did you have any idea what it was?
No, when I first heard it, not a single clue.
Right, so you were...
That's why I didn't know where to look, because I was like, what is that? I'm going to play you the noise now.
It's you before you had your WD-40, isn't it?
Any initial thoughts?
I can safely say I have absolutely no idea.
You don't have, like, as in you're not just saying that to make it a very short game?
No, I have no idea. I know.
Why did you make that weird noise,
Dan? Did that not crack in your ears?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, okay.
It's a secret noise. It's a different noise.
It is.
Do you guys...
It sounds robotic. It sounds... Jesse, I was going to guess, about to guess something, I was going to guess potentially your love affair that you had with a robotic inanimate object earlier in the year.
Yes, but would have told us if she got one of those.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about his vacuum cleaner.
131060, if you want to take part in the game. Yes, Jesse.
I reckon it's your fridge.
It's my fridge.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not going to tell you to the end, but you can keep guessing. I don't want it to be a short game.
So hang on. So let's hear it again, because it's something clicking, like wanting to turn on or wanting to turn off. Give it to us again. Is it that Musk duck from yesterday who was going, "You bloody fool.
Oh, yeah,
you bloody
right.
fool."
No, it's not a Musk
duck. We've got Eli. Give us a yell.
I'm thinking it's your washing machine.
Oh, washing machine. Play it again. Play a bit again.
Oh, is it something that stayed open that should be closed? Is it?
131060.
Oh, you don't want to give producer Belle a go.
Sorry, I'm worried she's going to get it. Belle.
Yeah. So because you said you were walking from your kitchen to your bedroom.
Oh, no. Let's go to calls. Yeah.
131060 is the
number. It's a family show, Belle. Don't be weird.
Gary and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, we are reinventing radio. Are you ready
for it? Gary Bigmore has a brand new game.
It's about to go down.
Never done before. When the beat drops. It's the secret noise.
Yep. Never been done before on radio. I play you a noise. You've got to work out what it is. But this is a special noise. This is a noise I found in my house last night before I went to bed. I needed to get rid of the noise because I knew I wouldn't sleep. And when I discovered what this noise was and where it was real weird.
Okay.
Real weird. Here's the noise. Let's go to, I should point out, $100 on the line.
This isn't that thing that Evie was playing with that day, was it?
Maybe, maybe not. Marissa. Right. Marissa, what do you think it is?
Hi, afternoon.
Afternoon.
Oh, look, I was going to say something, but let's give it a go. It sounds like a car windscreen wiper on a dry glass.
Oh, rubbing back and forth. Yes, because it grips a bit. Yes.
But now I heard that it's inside your house. You're probably not going to be having the windscreen wipers inside the house.
Marissa,
so
you should see this. You should see the size of the house. There is multiple cars in the kitchen. Yeah.
Good try, Marissa. Good try, but no, it's not a dry windscreen wiper.
G'day, Suze.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, living the dream. What do you think that noise is?
Well, I want to change my answer now that I've heard it's inside, because I was thinking it's like a pig or a piglet.
I just let the pigs roam around inside.
I also picture you finding it at that time of night and just going, "Well, that's it." And just cocking a shotgun.
Like, oh,
because
that's a lot.
Yeah, I know, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not a pig, Susie. Corin.
You said it was inside earlier, right? Sorry, Corin. You said it was inside.
Yes. I don't know. Did I?
I thought you said you were walking from the kitchen to the...
Yes, I was.
I just love the idea that you've got cars and pigs from the kitchen. It's a hectic walk.
I'm on a farm. Yeah. Corinne or Corin?
Corin, yeah.
Corin, tell me what you think that noise is.
I was thinking it was an automatic breast pump.
Oh, that does sound a lot like the breast pumps I used to use. No, it's not. Let's give the sound again, Jesse. She's very good because it does sound a lot like a breast
pump. And that could be a breast pump, but you're making the other noise, like,
Eli. Is it Ellie or Eli? I'm not very good with names today. Eli, what do you reckon it is?
Is it the everlasting gobstopper machine from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
The everlasting gobstopper machine.
Is so cool. You've got some really good stuff there.
Pigs and cars and gobstoppers.
What's the gobstopper machine? Is it where you put in what you wanted in the meal and it made the gobstopper?
I think so. They like put in old chairs and cream and crap and it comes out of the gobstopper. It makes all those funny sounds and all those stuff everywhere.
Was it that big?
It wasn't, but I want one of them.
Yes.
It wasn't, Eli. Sorry. Gosh, I thought this, $100, I told you I wouldn't be able to give it to anybody because no one's going to work out what this is or where it is. Jess, what do you think it is?
I was going to actually initially say a like a pet toy, like a pig kind of toy, but I'm actually going to say a printer.
A printer?
Yeah.
No, it's not a printer.
What about Jess's first guess?
What was your first guess, Jess, again?
A pet toy, like a squeaky, like pet toy.
Hmm. Okay, it's not a pet's toy.
It's a kid's toy.
I'm going to play it to you again.
Okay.
Is it an adult's toy?
It's not a pet's toy, Jess. Have another crack.
Oh, mate. Oh, Jess, come on. It's a kid's toy.
Come on.
Jess, what are you doing?
Oh,
Jess,
God.
Just say kid's toy. Jess, are you joking?
Kid's toy.
Can you?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, we're getting closer. Wait, no, hold on. Don't give it away yet. She's got to narrow it down more than a kid's toy, though. I'm a bit worried at this current rate. But, Jess, you've got to narrow it down. Okay, I'm looking at – you're the closest here. I'm looking at you for this cash, okay? It is a kid's toy. What kind of toy do you think it is?
Mate, you heard how hard it was to get it with kids.
I have faith.
Okay, a kid's toy. I'm trying to think.
Originally you thought it was a dog's toy and you thought, what kind of dog's toy?
A pig.
Like okay,
a
so pig. Think in the animal region.
Region?
Region.
No, so.
What about like a horse?
You're getting close. A horse toy is the first part of it. Yes, it is the spirit toy horse. Ooh. Have a listen again, Jess.
Okay.
Hear the rearing?
Yep.
Where's the trap?
I found
I'm picturing you cocking
Evie's
the shotgun again.
Spirit horse toy nearly dying. That's the sound of it when it's running out of batteries. Oh. Where do you think I found it, Jess? In the strangest of places.
Under the dining table.
In the shower. $100 for Jess. Let's go.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon.
Heaps more still to come, but up next, we have the most incredible story of a man who cannot remember the last 20 years of his life. Why? I'll tell you next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! It's Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. $1 million Alpha Bucks is coming up a little bit later on.
I reckon this is the sort of thing you think about what would happen if this happened to you, but you assume it would never happen to you. And it has happened to a man in Texas. It must be so hard for their family. It's a 36-year-old guy over there called Daniel. He woke up next to his wife one day and he had no idea where he was or who was next to him.
I think because of movies like 50 First Dates and stuff like that, I read this headline and I'm like, oh, this will be this fun story about rediscovering the people you love.
Yeah.
And it's obviously
not. No, it's not.
It's, just a
it's not at all. It's absolutely. And it's more common than you think as well. But in this situation, he didn't know his wife, but he also didn't know where he was. And so she had to try and convince him he hadn't been kidnapped. Yeah. Then he thought that he had had an affair with her, that it wasn't his real wife. And then she had to convince him that she's his real wife. He didn't know his 10-year-old daughter.
The mum had to convince him. His mum had to convince him because it was 20 years. And so he didn't remember his wife at all or the 10-year-old. So his mum came in who he remembered.
Yeah, he remembered everything. From his teens, from being 16.
And his mum went, no, these people are...
Yeah, I related to you. It took him back to, I think, high school. He thought he was getting up and going to school in the morning. That's what he assumed he had to do. She says here that he put his clothes on and then he went and stood in the mirror and he looked at himself and he kept saying, why am I old and fat? I don't understand why I'm old and fat because in his brain he's a 16-year-old. It's crazy. And they said at the time, then when they took him to hospital, that he had transient global amnesia, which is like a sudden temporary interruption of your short-term memory and that he'll get his memory back in 24 hours. And it didn't happen. So now they're trying to reteach him everything that's happened in his life in the last 20 years. Mm. And she talks about a funny thing that happened where he had hidden his 10-year-old's birthday presents the week before, but they never got the chance to give it to her because this happened to him before her 10th birthday. But now he doesn't remember where he hid all her presents. And so they've been spending like weeks trying to find all the presents around the house for their daughter because he put them in special spots and has no idea, no memory of where they put them. But then we were looking on the internet and there's lots of other situations as well. There was a guy who had a root canal in Britain, 38-year-old, and ever since the moment the root canal is finished, he every morning wakes up and believes it's the day he's having the root canal. He's got no new memories after
that. Is it canal or canal? I know it's a little thing, but I'm getting really...
Is that what you're focusing on?
I couldn't help, because you said it so many times, because you kept saying, each time you wake up, it's a root canal. I just...
Whatever.
Okay, sorry.
There was a 46-year-old man that had a workplace fall in the restrooms of an office, and he lost 46 years of his life in memory.
You know the bit, the first story that you were talking about, the bit that broke my heart was when she said it's so hard because for me it's a really old relationship, but for him it's a brand new one. And she said to try and kickstart his memory, she was driving around and visiting friends, hoping that it would be a spark, and he was just meeting all these people for the first time. I know. These might not be the funnest calls, but because I think it's fascinating. On 131060, has something like this happened to you or a loved one? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking about the incredible story of a 36-year-old man from Texas, Daniel, who woke up one day with amnesia and did not know where he was, who his wife was, that he even had a daughter, and he had no memory of the last 20 years of his life. He'd gone back to when he was 16 and the only people he knew were his parents.
Yeah.
And his wife's trying to reteach him the last 20 years and everything that's happened. But by the look of our phones, this is more common than we thought. Christina, has a similar thing happened in your world?
Yeah, my mum suffered an aneurysm. I'm not too sure if you know what that is, but it's a bleed on the brain. And we are extremely lucky to have her still around. Lots of people pass away from this, so shout out to my mum, love you mum. She basically, when she woke up from the operation, they would ask her common questions like, when's your birthday, how old are you? And she would say her maiden name a lot. She would ask the same questions a lot. But look, she pulled through it and she's an absolute champ. It just wasn't her time, and we were really blessed to have her still around. So again, shout out to Mum, love you.
Good on you, Christina. When you say she pulled through it, do you mean she got her memory back?
Oh yeah, she's got her memory back. Some things she does forget, so sometimes, short term she'll have to write something down to remind her. She's here and this is a thing that does happen, and I feel like there's a lot of awareness around it, because most people do pass from it. So it was a really, really scary time for
Huge time for your family. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. And for you as well, Christina, being her daughter, that must have been horrible.
It was, but I said, again, we're very, very lucky to have her here, and we love her. We all love her. My children love her. We're lucky to have her around still.
Good on you, Christina. Thank you for getting involved. Let's go to Ray. G'day, Ray.
G'day. How we doing?
Yeah, mate, we're good. I mean, it's nice to shine a light on a bit of the world that a lot of us didn't know existed. How? Tell us about your story.
Well, my story was back in 2003, I had a severe motorcycle accident. Suffered major head injuries and was paralyzed down the left-hand side of my body and lost all short-term memory. And when I got questioned, to me, Bob Hawke was the Prime Minister. So wow. I'd lost that amount of time.
So that's roughly 15 that? Years or something, right?
Gosh.
Yeah, something like that. And then,
did you know your family, Ray?
Well, I knew my wife. When she came in to see me and my son and stuff, but I didn't know how I knew them. And she would, and I had no short-term memory as well. So she would leave the room to go make coffees, come back in, and I'd say, it had been so long since she'd been to see me. Why hasn't she been?
Wow. Oh,
gosh, that must have been so tough for her as well, Ray.
Extremely so. She's actually my ex-wife.
Right.
Ray, how much of your memory have you got back?
I've got a lot of it back, but I'm still going down the street and I'll see somebody, but I know them, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And does that change over time? Does it, is it getting better and better, or do they say that there'll be a certain point where it won't change? What do they tell you?
I asked my neurosurgeon, I said, well, when am I going to get better? And he said, sorry, mate, I don't know.
Right.
Mm.
I've got a permanent shadow on my brain that just doesn't quite work.
Mm.
And I've got permanent pins and needles down my leg, so it's really annoying.
Ray, as we said just before, this is a part of the world that for a lot of us, we didn't really know it existed. Are there support groups with other people that have similar afflictions to you?
Not that I'm actually aware of. I've always found it's good to talk with family and things like that about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of family that I don't have contact with anymore because I don't really know them anymore. I have one close friend that used to come in to see me in the hospital and everything else, and now he's still a close friend and that can fill me in on things that we had done together in the past.
Hmm.
Gosh, that must be strange. You're relearning things, the experiences that you had together.
Yeah, yeah. And like I lost my job because I wasn't able to do my work how I used to be able to do it and things like that. So, yeah.
Ray, I know it must be strange. I know it must be tough to talk about, but thank you. It's so nice
absolutely.
That you share. And like I said, we all get a bit of a better understanding of this world that we live in. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day and everybody stay safe.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
And they've got so many big brand vitamins like Blackmores, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Blooms, all half price.
Do you know I'm mad for a Wagner vitamin? I didn't know if it was Wagner or Wagner, but either way, I'm mad for it. They're half
price. I didn't know there was a Caruso's.
Yeah.
Robinson Caruso?
Yes.
Is that right?
We're making jokes that we're too dumb for. Is that a detective thing?
I feel like that was he was like an adventurer on
the water.
Stay
with us. Don't you dare change the radio station.
Robinson Crusoe. Anyway, he also sells vitamins.
we got so much coming up on the show. Before 5 o'clock, we're going to talk about embarrassing ways to die. But up next, because I've got a theory that might stop you crying so much.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home the Savo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because I posted something a few days ago.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
It's interesting from your account.
Why?
I just don't know if it grabbed people, did it?
Well, it grabbed people like they've never been grabbed before.
But it wasn't funny.
No,
I was. You normally post funny stuff.
I was genuinely curious.
That's what was weird.
We were sitting on the couch, Johnny and I, my housemate, and we were talking because we'd been cooking and onions had made us cry. And then
onions had made you cry.
Yes.
A couple of boys having a cry.
A couple of boys holding hands, cutting onions, having a cry. And we brought up the hypothetical of do contact lenses stop you crying? Mm-hmm. Neither of us wear contacts. So I posted it. I put out a poll. How many respondents do you think I got for the poll?
I'm fascinated to know.
I got 15,000 results.
Wow.
Respondents for the poll. And more than half of the people, contact wearers, say that with onions, they don't cry when they're wearing their contacts. And my DMs started going nuts, right? All these people with different
theories.
Your DMs
must be so weird because before that, your DMs were all
of a
certain
thing. I know,
they
were so much funner.
And now they're all about onions.
Oh, God, and I'm just trying to sift through these contacts for the occasional nude buried in there.
Because I thought, it intrigued me because I thought the onion cutting had to do with your nose, not your eyes.
So many people had theories, right? People told me it was about the fumes, and so they were telling me to put a bowl of water just around, and they said the water, and then they said put cloths in the water and it'll soak it up.
Pegs on your nose?
Pegs on
because it's about the smell, not seeing it through your eyes.
Well, a lot of people said it goes in through your mouth.
That's me. Uncalled for, Jesse. Funny.
You know you can get big ones, and I just use one. You know one jumbo peg does my nose. Clip. Thank you very much.
Can I digress for one second? Given people are different sizes, why are pegs not different sizes? Because clothes are different sizes. Why are they not big pegs for big clothes and small pegs for like kiddie clothes?
I guess they decide you can just use two pegs.
I do use two pegs.
Yeah.
But two pegs on an extra, extra large jumper doesn't really hold it up.
Whose jumper?
Lockdown's been fun.
I thought you were just going to go, okay, I made it up. Obviously.
No, but isn't that weird? Anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird that they don't have size, peg size.
Let's invent them.
Yeah.
My favourite one was put a piece of bread in your mouth while you cut, so hanging out of your mouth.
Why?
You put it, apparently it absorbs the perfumes. So many people were telling me Gordon Ramsay had a way of chopping onions. I think it's without using the end bit and it makes them fume free. So many people were telling me that works. But then I got the results and I posted and I just said, I'm going to buy some contacts. Well, now I've got hundreds of people messaging me saying things like, get laser eye surgery before you get contact. Bailey Nelson have got in touch saying if...
Oh, the eye company. Yeah, I care, right.
They're saying, we'll look after you for these contacts.
Hey, you could get a sponsorship deal out of this.
Should I go forward and try and get an eye sponsorship
even though I have perfect vision? Blue or green? What would you do?
Because you know what would be great? Oh, blue eyes, for sure.
Would you?
And you know what
would
be great?
So cliched, though. I don't think you'd suit blue.
It's a real stitch-up. This is.
Green, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to know which ones they are anyway when I look at them.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you're colorblind too.
Should I? Because if I get an eye sponsorship, at least I can say with the utmost sincerity when I put them in, I've got 20/20 vision.
Was all of that just for that?
No, I didn't ever think of that, to be honest. There's never a plan. Just says Bailey Nelson on it.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bigmore and Tommy Little for your drive home.
Well, now I'm nervous.
Yeah, it makes it official when he does a little intro. Yeah.
I know.
Because we were just talking off air about something and now you've gone a bit red-faced.
Well, all I did was pose a question and then the executive producer of this show, who rules with an iron fist, went, let's talk about that on air next. All I said was, do you ever worry about dying in an embarrassing way?
And I said, no.
Never.
Nah. Oh, the way I die will be so classy.
Got it all planned.
No, I don't ever think about, I mean, I have a fear of dying and things like that, but I don't ever think about the way I go will be funny or embarrassing.
I'm not worried about funny. Love to die a funny death. But embarrassing. I worry it'll be something like
what?
I'll be sitting on the toilet and then a robber will open the door, right? But instead of I'll go, because I'll have a heart attack from the fear, but then the robber will feel bad, so they'll just shut the door. And so then no one will know there was a robber.
You'll be found
and I got scared. And they just thought I tried to push out a bog hard that I had a heart attack and died. Just things like that.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was interviewing Matthew McConaughey and he was telling me that he's.
Clang.
Did I tell you? I've interviewed Matthew McConaughey. He was telling me his dad died while having sex with his mother.
Oh, yes. I was going to tell you someone else that happened to, and I realised it's confidential information.
What? Someone you know has died doing the same thing?
Yes. I think it's quite common.
I need to know that story.
Yeah.
This one became on air. Is that for off air?
Off air. Absolutely. Absolutely. Executive producer Sonda, you said just before you said, let's talk about this on air. You said you could think of a way that I would die embarrassingly. And how's that?
I feel like you would be walking along the street and you wouldn't see a manhole and you'd fall down and you think that might kill him.
No, but that's comedy. That's not embarrassing.
The bottom of a manhole is a big hamster that somehow ends up inside his bottle.
Oh, my God.
And then gives him an infection. and he rots.
Yes, but again, so the fall doesn't kill him.
Think it will, but the fall doesn't kill him, but the rotting rat hamster inside his bottle.
Because no one knows to go find him because no one was watching.
And Donnie, I agree with every bit of it. The only bit I question is that I think it will be even worse because I think the rat will go up me and then run out and will disappear, but I'll have got this infection and they'll be in the news for a week. They're like, how did he get the mystery butt stuff?
Isn't it worse to be found with a rat up your bum?
No, because I don't think they would have thought
I
put it there.
Why both scenarios is it to do with
if I'm
bum?
Ever in the news and I'm saying I don't know how it got there, fine.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and we are not far away from trying to give away $1 million.
But a clarification. Remember earlier in the week you were talking about the actors on the red carpet where one of them was sniffing the other one's armpit?
It's a big old sniff.
Of Jessica Chastain's armpit.
Foreplay to a good bagpiping, if you ask me.
I don't know what any of that means, but... Either way, I thought it was a bit creeper-rama.
Yeah,
I was into it. You think it's really hot. No. She's come out and clarified what happened in that incident. She says that it only looks sexy because it's in slow-mo. And if you watch the video in real time, there's nothing sexy about it.
Let me just say, though, this is a slow motion video, and everything is super sexy.
But you,
I mean, I think it was really funny because when you look at it in regular speed,
this is your.
I'm looking straight ahead, and he's like looks over at me, and he just kind of goes to give me like a peck on my elbow, and at the same time, I'm going to give him a hug. So all of a sudden, his face ends
it's
up in
so
my
dashed.
Armpit.
Yeah, it's almost like he's sniffing you.
No, but he made a joke out of it. Like, look, he's smiling there, and then all the photographers started laughing, and I'm like, what just happened?
Do you know what I think?
What's the phrase, doth protest too much?
Yes.
Is that the expression?
It is.
That's what's happening
there. There's absolutely full of it. What about that long, lingering look before
I know,
they went
there,
in?
There, that one. Yeah. Anyway, she explains that. She said they've known each other for a long time. They went to, what is it, Juilliard? Is that what you say? The acting school together in like 2014. She said, we know so much about each other. We know how to make each other laugh without saying anything.
God,
we can
read
each other's minds. It also means we could hurt each other really strongly.
are you going to say the bit you said off air about them?
Nah.
You sure?
Nah.
But what about your theory?
I was wrong.
With Pitt?
The bit about me thinking that it was a bit creepy on his part.
You think?
They're going to keep the other bit off air.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Check your bum bum, check your bum bum. Benita?
Hello.
Bonbon.
Do people call you?
We're pretty excited to chat to you as well. Bonbon is the funnest
name.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you. Yep, it's Bonnie. Call me Bonnie.
Bonnie, okay. Are you at the age that you would know the Benita from Play School reference?
Yeah. She was like my favourite with that other guy, John or something. Yeah.
Other guy, John or something.
John, the funny guy.
Huge fan. Yeah. Bonnie, do you know the Tribe Called Quest Benita Applebum reference?
The what?
Worth a shot.
Stay in your lane, mate.
I think that was my lane.
Was it?
Yeah, I was just inviting Bonnie over to my lane.
And well, we're going to stay in ours.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm you guys too can excited. Hang out over there with John.
Okay, Bonnie, let's get serious now. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions, all right? We're going to take your first answer, and you can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer, and we'll come back if we've got time. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, you're going to win 10 grand and win your way to $1 million day.
Can't even. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys too. Like you're, yeah, okay. This
I mean,
is
that's
exciting.
The real prize, isn't it?
It is the real prize. Talking to you on the radio. I've never been on the radio in my life. Like, okay, let's do this.
I don't think you're going to feel that way if you don't get through.
No, but have confidence, Bonnie.
It's still really exciting. My heart's racing. Oh,
Bonnie, I reckon you've got this, all right? Your letter for today is S for silly.
Okay.
And your time's going to start at the end of the first question.
Okay.
Bonnie, we hope you win. Are you ready to go?
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Name a season.
Summer.
A clothing item.
Socks.
A dangerous animal.
Snake.
Something in space.
Pass.
A fast food.
Pass.
Something sharp.
Scissors.
A country in Europe.
Switzerland.
A seafood.
Sheepers.
Just to check for the record, was your seafood shit?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, I was going to say shit. Sorry, and I said a bit. Sorry.
Bonnie, that's fine. Mate, you did great. Unfortunately, you don't go through to $1 million day. The good news is you can enter again, Bon, and we would love to chat to you again. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. That was such a good letter too. Thank you so much for everything.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.